بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. الدعاء لمن عصى. قصة عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه مع رجل تتابع في الشراء فكتب إليه ودعا له فنزع. أخرج ابن بحاتم عن يزيد بن العصم قال: كان رجل من أهل الشام ذو بأس، وكان يفد إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، ففقده عمر فقال: ما فعل فلان بن فلان؟ فقال: يا أمير المؤمنين، تتابع في هذا الشراب. قال: فدعا عمر كاتبه فقال: اكتب من عمر بن الخطاب إلى فلان بن فلان سلام عليك، فإني أحمد إليك الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، غافل الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول، لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. ثم قال لأصحابه: ادعوا الله لأخيكم أن يقبل بقلبه ويتوب الله عليه. فلما بلغ الرجل كتاب عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه جعل يقرأه ويردده ويقول: غافل الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب، قد حذرني عقوبته ووعدني أن يغفر لي. ورواه الحافظ ابن نعيم من حديث جعفر بن برقان وزاد: فلم يزل يرددها على نفسه، ثم بكى ثم نزع فأحسن النزع. فلما بلغ عمر خبره قال: هكذا فاصنعوا، إذا رأيتم أخا لكم زل زلة فسددوه ووثقوه، وادعوا الله له أن يتوب، ولا تكونوا عوانا للشيطان عليه. كذا في التفسير لابن كثير. These nights, the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, these are nights that there's been greatly stressed that we should search for Laylatul Qadr. A little bit of background of Laylatul Qadr. Various riwayats, but once Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned his Sahaba about some people from the Bani Israel that had made jihad for 80 years in the path of Allah. So when the Sahaba heard about this, they were greatly aggrieved in the sense that such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made on them, that they would compete with one another, they would try and outdo one another, not for things of dunya but for akhirat. So they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, our lifespan is not that long. Previous ummah had a far greater lifespan, so they will go ahead of us in akhirat. How are we going to be able to compete with them? So it is this lament of the Sahaba and this concern, because of the shorter lifespan we will not be able to keep up with the previous ummah, that through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Qadr on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayru min alf shahr. That this ummah was given one night. Zummat was given one night, the ibadat of which is equal to 1,000 months. In other words, more than 83 years of ibadat reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you on one night. So this was, like we said, the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Faqih Abul Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, Tanbihul Ghafilin, he mentions one. That one is Allah Ta'ala's normal principle from Adam alayhi salam's time. Normal principle: Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashram saliha. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashram saliha. Person who does one good deed will get 10 times the reward. So that's the normal principle. When this verse was revealed, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Rabbi zid ummati. Ya Allah, that's the normal. Person who does one, you will give 10. Ya Allah, give my ummah even more than that. Give my ummah even more than that. So then the verse of the Quran was mentioned, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is there that will spend in the way of Allah, give a debt to Allah? And فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala will give him back many, many times. How many times is not mentioned. But أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا, many, many times. But because the number is not mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still made dua, رَبِّ زِدْ أُمَّتِي. Ya Allah, give my ummah even more than this. Then the verse of the Quran was mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. The example of those who spend in the way of Allah Ta'ala is like an ear of corn which has seven blades, each one 100 seeds. In other words, for one Allah Ta'ala will give 700 times the reward. 700 times the reward. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will increase more than that for whoever you want. Still, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. رَبِّ زِدْ أُمَّتِي. Then, oh Allah, give my ummah even more than that. Then the verse of the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who will persevere of your ummah, we will give them reward. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No one will be able to even count the reward you will give. So all this was the virtue which Allah Ta'ala gave to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That minimal effort and maximum reward. This ummah will have the, came last, shortest lifespan, will enter Jannat first. Jannat has 120 sufuf. 80 of the sufuf of Jannat will be of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great opportunity that the ummah was given. Great chance Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Laylatul Qadr. To search for it, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the pursuit of it. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who will treat this lightly, will not exert himself, will not apply himself, he said, man hurimaha fahuwa mahroom. The one who is deprived of it is a very, very wretched and unfortunate person. So Allah Ta'ala, we should have this concern that Allah must not make us amongst them. Make us amongst those who really apply ourselves, exert ourselves to try and attain the khair of this night. Like they said, many ulama of the opinion, a lot of them prefer 27, but it can be in any of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In fact, the 1 year, the famous hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saw himself in a dream that on the morning of Laylatul Qadr, he was making sajda in sand and mud. And Sahaba said, that particular year, on the 21st night of Ramadan, it rained. So that the Habib of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, towards the time of Fajr, when he was making sajda on the mud. So in that particular year, it was on the 21st night. So whether it's the 27th night or not, we don't know, but definitely Allah Ta'ala has kept it in one of these nights. And one ajeeb thing ulama ikram mentioned, they say for whatever reason, if Laylatul Qadr does not fall on a particular odd night, because Allah Ta'ala has kept the capacity of these odd nights, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, being the zarf. Zarf means the place or the container for Laylatul Qadr. In other words, each of these nights has the capacity to be Laylatul Qadr. That in itself already elevates the value of the night. Even if Laylatul Qadr on that year doesn't fall on that night, the fact that it has the capacity to be the container of Laylatul Qadr elevates the value and the position and the status of that night. In fact, not only the odd night, it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be in the masjid for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The entire 10 nights. And it is mentioned about him, أَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ أَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sleep on these nights. Last 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sleep. And he made sure his family members didn't sleep also. So much ihtimam was given that Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ensured that none of his family members also would be sleeping on this night. We can see how precious, how valuable these nights are. Once a year we get this chance, we get this opportunity, so we should push ourselves, be hard on ourselves. The temptation will always be there. We cannot reiterate this sufficiently, unfortunately. The temptation will always be there. Come to the masjid, make the sacrifice, mashallah. Many of us, our wives are at home thinking, mashallah, my husband or my son, mother is thinking, my son is making ibadat. We come to the masjid, but instead of being in the masjid, we are in the boundaries of the masjid, or in the precincts of the masjid, engaged in unnecessary chit-chat, engaged in unnecessary talks. This is not the activity for this night. This is a sign of great, great, great ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having this lackadaisical attitude, our friendship, our socializing, this is not the time for that. This is the time, ya takaf wa ya takif. In other words, it is time for uquf. It must be you and Allah only. You and Allah only. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Divest your mind, your heart, of everything else that is attracting you, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take it out. Sit as much as possible, if you can, in tashahud. If you can't in tashahud, then whatever position is easy for you, sit in that position and face Qibla. Face Qibla. Read Quran. Mu'izz Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when you read Quran also, make intention when you read Quran. What intention? Allah Ta'ala says, Zalikal Kitab, La Rayba Fi, this is the book. In it there is no doubt, hudal lil muttaqin. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. So Quran is what? Allah Ta'ala says, hudal lil muttaqin. Quran is hidayat. So when we read Quran, we must read Quran with the niyat of hidayat. Make this intention. Hudal lil muttaqin. First verse, zalikal kitab la rayba fi hudal lil muttaqin. There is no doubt in it. This is hidayat for the people of taqwa. This month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. And Quran was revealed in Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So there is a special link between Quran and this month. There is a special link between taqwa and this month. There is a special link between hidayat and the Quran and this month. Every rakat of every salah we are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Allah give us hidayat. Allah. So read the Quran on these nights with the niyat of hidayat. Face Qibla, engage ourselves in zikr of Allah. Salatul Tasbih, and very, very important, like we are reading this chapter in Hayat al-Sahaba, where my sister of Allah is given the heading, Kayfiyatul Da'wat, the manner in which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, and he taught his ummah how to make dua. This is a very, very broad chapter. This is a very broad aspect of our Shariat and Deen, the adab and the etiquette of dua. And it is something that we should take the trouble of learning. Obviously, time is too limited now to go into detail. But, like we mentioned earlier, if there is any deficiency or any shortage today in the plight of the ummah, it is the shortage of dua. Halat, conditions that are coming in the world, Quran tells us, Allah Ta'ala says, when the level of masiyat, guna, sins, etc. becomes too high, then this is Allah's process of tarbiyat, that halat and conditions will turn against us. Not because Allah has forsaken us. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you go back to Allah. So that you knock the door of Allah. So that you beg from Allah, so that you cry before Allah, so that you ask from Allah. Dua is mukkul ibadah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the essence of ibadah is dua. One hadith, he said, ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. He said, the whole of ibadah is dua. Today we think salah is ibadah. Or zikrullah, or tilawat, these are also ibadah. But dua is also ibadah. Our elders are saying, 1 hour a day at least, minimum we should be spending in dua. The most important etiquette of dua, when you make dua, amongst the etiquette, Allah Ta'ala gives us one nuskha in the Quran, one prescription. wherein we are guaranteed the acceptance of our dua. What does Allah Ta'ala say? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ Who is that being? Is there anyone else besides Allah? Is anyone else besides Allah that accepts the dua of the person who is, Quran uses the expression muttad, iftirat. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ Is anyone else besides Allah that removes the calamity and the difficulty? This world, we are trying to make it a jannat, is a different matter. We are trying to make this dunya jannat, is a different matter. But the fact of the matter is, the reality, Allah's sunnat, this world is not a jannat. Jannat is in the akhirat. In this world, we ask Allah for afiyat. We ask Allah for ease because we are too weak to be tested. But tests will come. This is Allah's principle, Allah's sunnat, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ We are going to test you. This lam and noon mushaddad, when it comes together in one word, it carries the meaning of qasam. Allah takes an oath, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ We are going to test you. But Allah is merciful, that's why Allah says, Bishay. What is Bishay? A little bit, not a lot. Not more than you can bear. We will test you a little bit. Bishay min al khawf wal ju'. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Allah Ta'ala says, we will test you with a little bit. Sometimes fear. Sometimes loss of wealth. Financial calamity. Sometimes spiritual calamity. Sometimes sickness. Sometimes somebody near and beloved passes away. Sometimes you lose something that is dear to you. This is all different ways, Allah says, by my qasam. In this world we are going to test you. This life is a test. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give glad tidings to those who will persevere in the face of these tests. And who are they? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ When the calamity comes, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ When the, understand any musibat, any calamity, any plight, any difficulty, any hardship, if it becomes a means of you going closer to Allah, you have succeeded. It's not a problem. Allah's qasam is not a problem. If it took you away from Allah, then it's a problem. Whatever. I mean, if you look at Rasulullah as an example, Allah took his father away before he was born. Allah took his mother away when he was a little baby, 6 years of age. That too, Allah Ta'ala could have taken his mother away while he was in Makkah with his family. Or while he was in Medina with his mother's family. But where did Allah take his mother away? On the journey. A servant is with him, Umayman, that's all. At that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes, Allah Ta'ala takes the 6-year-old boy's mother away. What was left, grandfather, age of age, that one also taken away. He had two sons, one revived three sons. All three passed away in infancy. If you analyze and look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever today has befallen anyone, whatever test, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are tested with any musibat or calamity, then let it become easy for you by thinking of how Allah tested me. Allah Ta'ala put His beloved through the most test. So that no one, not one of us has any excuse or we can complain. And we have in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the perfect example as to how to conduct ourselves in the face of that test. So in any case, coming back to what we were saying, whenever the test, the calamity, the dukkh, the pain, which will happen, comes, this world is a plane of place of dukkh. We are trying to make it jannat, like I said, is a different matter. But this world is a place of dukkh. But what is the marham? What is the solace? What is the comfort? What is the ease? Whatever the pain or difficulty, a person in the dead of night raises his hands and says, Allahumma, Ya Allah, takes Allah's name, calls out to Allah, Wallah Allah's Qasam. Just in that Allahumma, or in that Ya Allah, from the heart, half the pain and calamity is already gone. Just turning to Allah, begging from Allah, asking from Allah, and whatever we are being put through is for this reason, so that we turn to Allah. So that we ask from Allah. So that we beg from Allah. And what does Quran say? Amma yujibul muttar. How much you ask from Allah? How much you ask from Allah? Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah explains this expression muttar beautifully. He gives an example, practical example, daily example of a hen. Hen is a bird that doesn't fly. There's a hen in a pen. The farmer takes out the big butcher knife. He's about to slaughter the hen. First he has to corner that hen and catch it. So what does he do? He stretches himself out. Makes his wujud as large as possible. And then he corners that hen. That helpless creature is about to be attacked. What does that creature do? He looks at this towering, huge human being or farmer in front of it. Takes one last look and starts analyzing. Where is the weak point? Where is the one road of escape? Where is the one chance of salvation to save my life? Maybe if his hands are stretched out, maybe it's between his armpit and his shoulder. Or maybe it's above his shoulder, between his shoulder and his neck. Wherever this hand will work out in his mind, there's one chance. One chance. One hope. One salvation. And then it will pool all its resources, and a bird that does not fly will suddenly get the ability to jump and almost fly. And it will put all its energy and resources on that one point that it thinks is a hope for savior or salvation. That is muttar. When you raise your hand, you have to have this conviction, every door is closed. Every avenue is closed. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ. Ramadan month, iftar time, we eat dates. South Africa, unfortunately, the fast is not really fast, like an early breakfast and a late lunch. You don't really get hungry. But maybe one day you were traveling somewhere, the schedule went through with backward forth, maybe you got hungry. So at the time of iftar, you were eating the date. If you're really hungry, then you'll eat the date properly. Sometimes you suck the seed of the date. If you suck the seed of the date hard enough, then there's a tiny film that comes off the seed of the date. That film that comes off in Arabic is called qitmir. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِي. Any entity that you have this conviction in your heart can solve your problem or can help you, or can assist you, or can alleviate your difficulty, or can benefit you in any way. Any entity, min duni, besides Allah, whoever, wherever, you have this belief in your heart, that if I stretch my hand out to that entity is going to solve my problem. Besides Allah, what is the reality? Allah says, ma yamlikuna min qitmir, that entity does not even own the peel that is covering the seed of the date. That too he doesn't. إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ. Beg them, beseech them, cry before them, they are not going to listen to you. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ. And even if they listen, they cannot assist you in any way. Malik is only Allah. Khalik is only Allah. Hafiz is only Allah. Protector is only Allah. The one who gives is only Allah. The one who takes is only Allah. The one who raises up is only Allah. The one who brings down is only Allah. This conviction has to express itself in our dua. Raise our hands. Very often we find in the duas of Rasulullah s.a.w. this expression, La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, there is no salvation. There is no salvation. There is no savior. There is no help or assistance except from you. This quality has to come into our du'as, otherwise we are in a deception. If we think the bank manager or my neighbor or my friend or this one or that one, you are turning today to help you to people that are more in need than you are. You are stretching your hand out to those that are more helpless than you are. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O the whole humanity, antumul fuqara, all of you are beggars. Everyone is a beggar. Today you go and vote for a politician, that politician, for him to sleep at night, 1,000 people have to stay awake. He's going to give you sleep.
He is stealing from others to fill his pockets, and you think that politician wins the election, so it's going to be a prosperous result for you. We are in a deception. We have to turn to only Allah. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. This quality has to express itself in our du'as. Ya Allah, every door is closed. Ya sanad man la sanad la. You are the only comfort. You are the only support. You are the pillar for the poor. You are the pillar for those who are in need. You are the sustainer. You are the nourisher. You are the provider. Ya Allah, you are everything and I am nothing. This quality has to come into our du'as. And if this quality is there, then wallah, just raise your hand and already the doors of the arsh open. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made their tarbiyat on this. Ala bin Khadra, may the Jamaat in the path of Allah, come in front of the river. Ya Aliyu, Ya Halimu, Ya Azimu, Ya Halimu. Take Allah Ta'ala's name, four sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does he say to the army? Sammullah wa aqtahimu. Take Allah's name and jump. What is in front? No one says to the Amir of the Jamaat, listen, we're not riding boats, these are horses, these are camels. What do you mean take Allah's name and jump? No one questions. Allah's name, each one takes. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, فَسَمَّيْنَا we said Bismillah, وَاقْتَحَمْنَا and we jumped. فَأَبَرْنَا وَمَا بَلَّ الْمَعُ أَسْفَلَ خِفَافِ عِبِلِنَا we crossed the river and forget the horse or the hoof or the rider, not even the hoof of the horse got wet. When they had that kind of conviction, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once the Jamaat makes muhasara, they lay siege to this Roman fortress. Many days the siege lasts. Finally the head padri of the fortress comes to Khalid bin Walid, who is Amir of the Jamaat. And he says to him, in my hand is a poison. This poison is so strong. The name in Arabic is Summus Sa'a. Forget man, one drop of this will drop an animal also. One drop of this poison. So toxic it is. So he says to Khalid bin Walid, you have to accept the truth. Otherwise I'm going to drink this poison because I cannot bear that my people should be disgraced like this. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu asked him, let me see this poison. So this padri takes it, puts it in the hand of Khalid bin Walid. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, the other sahaba realize what he's about to do, but too late before they can stop it. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. I take the name of Allah in the heavens and the earth, no one can be harmed except with his permission. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim, he is the listener and he has complete knowledge. Khalid bin Walid says this and he drinks the entire bottle of poison. 6 foot tall, mashallah, nothing happens to him, absolutely nothing. When the padri sees this, he says that nation that has this type of conviction, no force in this world is ever going to overpower it. So this conviction, Allah, is that the power of dua starts where the realm of possibility ends. Wallah, this ummah has been given such a weapon. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Dua is silahul mu'min." He said, "Dua is the weapon of a belief." Such a weapon this ummah has been given. Today, unfortunately, we have weakened the power of our dua by turning to the makhluk. So these nights, like I mentioned, my respected brothers, are nights for dua. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg from Allah ta'ala. We'll just briefly translate the incident which we read. We are running out of time already. Yazid bin Asam says that there was a person from Syria, from amongst the people of Sham, who was a fierce warrior, taking part in many campaigns, and he would regularly attend the majlis of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is during the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar realized that this person was missing for a few days. So he queried about him, where is so and so? So the companions replied, Amirul Mu'mineen, this person had a weakness
prior to Islam. He had a habit of drinking. He was an alcoholic. And we are afraid that he has gone back to his ways. He has reverted back to drinking. We know the personality of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know his temperament. But these were personalities that their tarbiyat took place at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Umar hears this, what does he do? One interesting thing we should remember, that some negative quality is being mentioned about this person. The fact that he had a drinking problem. That is why you will find in the riwayat his name is not mentioned. His name is not mentioned. This was a quality of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, very, very often if he saw something that upset him, somebody was doing something wrong, he would climb the minbar, he would read the khutbah, starting with the khutbah, praise Allah ta'ala, and then he would ask the people, ma balu aqwamin, ma balu aqwamin, what is wrong with the people, not so and so, not what is wrong with Yusuf and Muhammad and Imran, look at him, look at how his hair is, look at how, no, ma balu aqwamin, what is wrong with some people that are doing this? This is the quality of a mu'min to conceal the faults of others. Today, unfortunately, with this chit-chat and the social media, forget ghibat with one person, we are making ghibat with 1,000 people one time. And the concept of concealing is gone out. We are here to look for, forget if the man got the fault, even if he hasn't got the fault. We'll find the fault, or we'll make it up and then we'll spread it. Understand, this is Allah's sunnah. See? Allah's sunnah, and Allah doesn't deviate from his sunnah. My Nabi says, the one who will reveal the faults of his brother, Allah will disgrace him on the day of judgment. The one who will reveal the faults of his brother, Allah will disgrace him on the day of judgment. We are not here to reveal the faults of people. A Muslim puts a chadar, puts a cover, he covers the faults. Such a great reward, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who will cover or conceal the faults of his brother, Allah will reward him as if in those days before Islam they would bury their daughters alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kana kaman akhya ma'udata. That person who covered the fault of his brother, Allah will reward him as if he gave life to a child that was buried alive. That kind of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. So we find that this is generally the principle. If it was something negative, the name won't be mentioned. To conceal, so as not to disgrace the person. And this is the shan of a da'i. This is part of our effort of da'wah, to conceal, not to reveal the faults of people. In any case, they said he has gone back to his habit of drinking. So what does Umar radiallahu ta'ala do? He called for his scribe. And he said, write now. Write this what I dictate to you. Min Umar ibn al-Khattab, from Umar to so and so. Salamun alayk. Verily I praise before you Allah, besides whom there is no deity. And then Umar quotes from the Quran. Ghafir al-zam, Allah forgives sin. Qabil al-tawb, Allah accepts the repentance. Shadeed al-iqab, Allah's punishment is also severe. Zittol, he is the generous and kind. La ilaha illa hu, there is no deity besides him. إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ, everyone has to return back to Allah. He read this verse, he quoted, made him write this verse, then he said to his companion, first he ordered that this message should be sent to that person. And then Umar instructed the rest of the companions. Now what must all of you do? All of you get together and start making dua for that person. اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ لِأَخِيكُمْ اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ لِأَخِيكُمْ, make dua to Allah Ta'ala for your brother. That Allah must turn his heart towards his obedience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give him the tawfiq to make tawbah, and Allah must accept his tawbah. So this is what this work of da'wah and tabligh is. This is how it is to be done. Not picky on people, running people down, no. One is da'wah dua. Da'wah dua. Our elders say when you meet someone, when you give someone da'wah, with that da'wat, more important than the da'wat is the du'a for that person. Raise your hand, make du'a for your brother. Ask Allah Ta'ala for him.
Ask Allah to guide him. Whenever you make good dua for someone else, the malaika make the same dua for you. So in any case, when this letter of Umar reached this person, he started reading it, and he started reading it over and over again. One very important lesson we learned from this. Our Bashir Bhai, Ram Barakat, always, up till now, is in this habit of sending letters. We find from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was a very powerful tool of Dawat, sending letters. You speak to somebody, you listen to you, maybe half the time not paying attention to. Might not even. But if you send a letter, that's why our elders, they advise us when you wear India, Pakistan, 4 months, they say, don't phone home. Today, forget phoning home, the mobile phone is in the pocket of us. In any case, what they say is that have no contact, rather write letters. Letters of Dawat, letters of encouragement. I know my late father, Allah make his maqfirat. And I went 1 year in Jamaat. Initially, I never used to phone, I used to send letters. After I came back, he used to show me, he kept those letters and he would read them. Over and over again, you find very, very effective tool and instrument of Dawat is the writing of letters. So in any case, this person read it and he read it over and over again, the letter of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he said to himself, reading the letter, Allah forgives the sin. Allah accepts the repentance. Allah's punishment is severe. On the one side, he has cautioned me and warned me about Allah's punishment. And on the other side, he has promised me that Allah is very forgiving also. So Iman bain al-khawfi wa raja. Iman is between fear and hope. You don't give a person so much hope, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, so now do whatever you like. No. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, yes. Allah is very forgiving, but Allah's punishment is also severe. So there has to be a balance. Don't go so much in one direction that the negative effects come. No. So Umar, both things were found. So he says, he cautioned me about Allah's punishment, and he promised me that Allah is very forgiving. He kept on repeating it to himself. Then he started crying. And then he made sincere tawbah, ahsan al-nazar, made a firm determination from that day till he dies, he will never touch liquor again. When this news reached Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he became very happy. Then he addressed the companions and he said, that if you see that your brother has slipped, if you see that someone has slipped, someone has made a mistake, we are human beings, don't attack the person, encourage him. Make attempts that Allah guides him. Saddidu, wastiku, encourage him. And make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah guides him. Allah gives him the tawfiq to make tawbah. And very, very important, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, wala takunu a'wanan li shaytani alayhi. Shaytan got to that person. He went off the track. When you will attack him, you will sideline him. You will spread malicious rumors about him. You will insult him. You will polarize him. What are you actually doing? You have now become Shaitan's helper with him. You have now become Shaitan's helper with him. لا تكونوا أعوان الشيطان. We are not here to be Shaitan's helpers. We are supposed to be working against Shaitan. How you will work against Shaitan is by concealing his fault, making dua for him, encouraging him in a nice way. Rather than sometimes you find a person doesn't come to masjid for days on end. Then one day he gets a little bit himmat. Walks in the masjid, first thing, mashallah, the muttaqi, regular musalli, sees that man. He says, see outside, Hilal Chand came away. Eid Moon is sighted. In other words, mock the person. So whatever courage that person has, that also is lost. This is not dawat. Dawat is to encourage the person. Dawat is to make him feel welcome. Smile, bring the person closer. Don't attack people. Today, mashallah, you are on deen. Tomorrow you can go off. He died is in Allah's hands. So, لا تَكُونُ عَوَانَ لِلْشَيْطَانِ يَعْلِي. Don't be the helper of shaitan against your brother. Very, very important is dua. And with our dawat, there has to be dua. Dawat and dua, these are like, our elder says, like two wings of the bird. Bird doesn't fly with one wing, bird flies with both wings. Dua is a very, very important etiquette and aspect of our work. And like we said, dua with iftirar, dua where the heart is present, dua with this conviction that Allah is the one that solves every problem. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.